Okay, so I'm going to be talking about sea cotton cleaning and how that may affect the levels of sea cut fragments in gin lint. Seed damage occurs during harvesting and ginning, and some fragments of seed become dislodged and they may remain in the lint. And some of these fragments with lint attached are especially difficult to remove by the lint cleaners. Seed cut fragments cause problems in the mills during spinning and dyeing. And so one goal of ginning research is to prevent or remove these during harvesting and ginning. And analysis of lint and trash has shown that a large fraction of the total trash found in lint can be sea cut fragment. 32% in this study that I'm referencing, 32% of the trash before lint cleaning and 34% of the total trash after lint cleaning was sea cut fragment. The lint cleaner removed 57% of the total trash content, and that number was slightly less for the sea cut fragments, 54%. So these are a major portion of lint trash, and they're difficult to remove. And another study that I'll reference attempted to identify where do sea cut fragments originate during ginning. And this was done by doing a mass balance of sea cut fragments through the gin plant, including looking at sea cut fragments as well as motes, immature seed, damaged seed, and seed meats. All these were sort of indicators of where sea cut fragments may form. It's no surprise that the major point was identified to be the gin stand, where most of them originated. There seemed to be direct evidence that at least 5% of sea cut fragments were formed before the gin stand, and indirect evidence was that number may be higher. So if seed are damaged before the gin stand, they may cause a sea cut fragment to actually occur before the gin stand, or it may precondition the seed to be more likely to form a sea cut fragment as the cotton is ginned, or this may just be a damaged seed that that never causes a sea cut fragment. So I'm just referencing a study that done out in New Mexico, presented here at Beltwide a couple years ago by Carlos DeMio, where he added up to 6 sea cotton cleaners to see how that affected the sea coat NEP content. Sea coat NEPs are an indicator of sea coat fragments, and that was in comparison to an extractor feeder gin stand setup. And that study concluded that sea coat NEPs were not increased with the use of these additional sea cotton cleaners. That's sort of the objective of my study, is similar, to determine if sea cut fragment content of cotton is increased with sea cotton cleaners. This test was unique in that I was looking at Mid-South cultivars. Used a couple different dryer levels and used different lint cleaning or studied the objective with and without lint cleaning. Used 5 Mid-South upland cultivars. I think we had Delta Pine 444 and 434. Stoneville 5599 and 4892 and Suregrove 215, I believe. We had 2 moisture treatments. The high level was achieved by having no drying. The low level was achieved by using drying. These are machine treatment treatments that were achieved with using different machine sequences. The first one there was just the extractor. We just ran cotton through the extractor feeder and the gin stand. That was sort of a baseline for comparison. Notice I have a EFGS, and those designations will be used in some plots later. So take note of what those mean in the slide. Then we just ran cotton through a cylinder cleaner before the extractor feeder gin stand to see if the cylinder cleaner would increase C-coat fragments. Same thing with the stick machine. And then sort of separately, but at the same time, we compared the extractor feeder gin stand by itself with two lint cleaners to this last treatment, which included three cleaners, cylinder cleaner, stick machine, and another cylinder cleaner, along with the extractor feeder gin stand and the two lint cleaners. So in this study, seed coat fragments were fragments of the seed coat. These were removed manually from the lint. May or may not have had lint attached to them. Most of them did have lint attached to them. And in the report, they'll be reported by weight and by number, as in the number of seed coat fragments per gram of lint, or the weight, milligrams of seed coat fragments per gram of lint. And we also measured seed coat nips. These are seed coat nips are fiber entanglements appearing to contain seed coat material, and these are measured automatically with advanced fiber information system, and they're only reported by number, since seed coat nips per gram of lint. And here's the result for the mass of seed coat fragments, and this is I guess this is good news. You can see here that there's no evidence that the seed cotton cleaners were increasing the levels of seed coat fragments. This is a seed coat fragment weight, milligrams of seed coat fragment per gram of lint. So you have your different machines treatments on the bottom. The letters in each of those boxes note which treatments were different from one another. For example, the base treatment for comparison is just extractor feeder gin stand. It has an A there, and that is not significantly different from the treatment which included cylinder cleaner and extractor feeder gin stand. This does show that the stick machine, that using the stick machine and the extractor feeder gin stand, actually produced less seed coat fragments by weight than the extractor feeder gin stand alone. And I'm not sure I was, if anything, I was expecting it to go up, you know, if there was a problem, but it actually went down significantly, and I'm not sure if this is just an anomaly, or if maybe, I wondered if the stick machine may be taking out a bunch of motes and preventing those from forming C-coat fragments later, but I really don't know. And then the last two treatments there are the extractor feeder, or is extractor feeder gin stand by itself with the two lint cleaners compared to the three cleaners added to that same setup. You see there's no difference there in the level of C-coat fragments. This slide shows C-coat fragments by number, C-coat fragments per gram of lint. No difference between the first three treatments, so no evidence that that the cylinder cleaner stick machine is creating additional C-coat fragments. This has been seen before, you know, in the last two treatments, that after two lint cleaners, you increase the number of C-coat fragments. That's probably because they break up. But the main thing to note there is that there's no difference in the far two treatments on the right. So adding all those cleaners to that setup did not increase the number of C-coat fragments. This is C-coat nips per gram of lint. Sort of says the same thing, reducing the C-coat nips with the cylinder with the lint cleaners, but you're not creating nips with C-coat cleaners. This is just the difference that we found between the moisture levels. Low moisture cotton had lower C-coat fragment levels by weight, the weight of C-coat fragments per gram of lint, but not by number. And it did have fewer C-coat nips. So the summary for the cleaning treatments is that seacoat fragments and seacoat NEPs were not increased by adding the cylinder cleaner or stick machine to the extract feeder gin stand setup. This finding was consistent with and without the use of two lint cleaners. Low moisture treatments had less seacoat fragment by weight, fewer seacoat NEPs by weight, but the seacoat fragment number did not differ. The study does not support the conclusion that seacoat fragments are not formed during seacoat cleaning. That's because our baseline treatment included a seacoat cleaner, which was the extractor feeder. But it does say that adding seacoat cleaners is not going to increase your seacoat fragments, which is good to know. So seacoat fragments, and that is the final conclusion there, that seacoat fragments and seacoat NEPs were not increased with additional seacoat cleaners. And to focus future work on seacoat fragments, some seed may be prone to breakage, so variety is obviously an important thing to keep looking at, and environmental effects on how the seed develops, and cultivation practices also. And then just also machinery. Continue to look at harvesters and gin stands and lint cleaners. Should be some room to prevent seacoat fragments there. I think Carlos is going to talk about some work with lint cleaner grid bars this afternoon, so that should be interesting. I think that's all.